Canadians talks in English. Canadians talks in English. Listen to the whole thing.
Yeah, welcome to Austrian Stocks in English, presented by Palfinger, the English-spoken weekly summary for the Austrian stock market, positioned every Sunday in the mostly German-language podcast, Audio City AD, Indie Podcasts, Wiener Börse, Sport, Musik und mehr. My name is Christian and I will be later on joined by the absolutely smart Allison. The following script is based on our 21st Austria Weekly and week 42 as the answer of all questions of the universe brought the answer bearish. ATXDR lost 3.6% to 6,710 points. News came from Wolfgang, Wolfort, Marinomed, Babak, Kapsch Trafficom, Telekom Austria, Andritz, Voestalpine, FACC, Immofinanz, Raiffeisen Bank International, IMS Osram and Rosenbauer. And these news are spoken now by the absolutely smart
Allison.
Thank you, Christian, for calling me absolutely smart. And these were the news of week 42. Monday, Wolftank. Wolftank Group, specialized in renewable energy and environmental remediation technologies, has completed the announced acquisition of the Italian environmental services provider Petroltecnica SpA with annual sales of 28.9 million euros, 2022. The purchase price for an additional 40% in one share amounts to 4 million euros. Since July 2020, Wolftank Group held a 10% stake in Petroltecnica, as well as positions on the supervisory board and management board, and had the option to increase its stake to a majority. The consolidation of the new subsidiary will further strengthen the Wolftank Group's balance sheet and expand the base for future growth. Wolftank Edisa, weekly performance, minus 13.04%. Wolford, the executive board of Bodywear Group Wolford anticipates, despite worsening of the worldwide macroeconomic situation, a positive EBITDA in the single-digit million range for the ongoing fiscal year, with a positive EBIT expected for fiscal year 2024. As a result of the ongoing efforts to adjust cost and grow sales, Wolford, weekly performance, 8.37%. Tuesday, Marinomed Biotech AG has taken steps to further increase the flexibility of its corporate financing. Marinomed has agreed on an adjustment of the convertible notes funding program running since October 2021, initial maturity September 2023, and its extension until October 2024. With the Swiss investment company Nyssen Green SA so far, 50% of the original program volume of 5.4 million euros in convertible bonds have been issued and converted into ordinary shares of Marinomed. In the meantime, the program was paused from July to December 2022, and since March 2023, in order to take the share price, the share liquidity as well as the dilution effect on existing shareholders into account and to secure the ongoing project's financing as well. It was agreed to continue the program, but to reduce the tranches from 300 euros k to 160 euros k. Also in the future, Marinomed will have the option to suspend the issuance of individual tranches of convertible bonds to react to the actual cash needs of the company and the situation on the capital markets. Marinomed Biotech, weekly performance, minus 6.98%. Borag, banking group Borag published the financial results for the third quarter 2023. Reporting a net profit of 186 million euros, earnings per share 2.25 euros, and an ROTS of 27.6%. The operating performance of our business was strong with pre-provision profits of 268 million euros and a cost-income ratio of 31.3%. For the first 9 months, Borag Group reported a net profit of 506 million euros, earnings per share of 6.13 euros, and ROTS of 24.9%. and a CIR of 31.8%. Anas Abuzakouk, CEO, commented, "We delivered another record quarterly result with net profit of 186 million euros and an ROTS of 28% for the third quarter. With our strong operating performance, we are on track to deliver a record year of earnings and expect to meet or exceed all 2023 targets despite an overall subdued market and cautious consumer sentiment. We target to complete our recently approved €175 million share buyback program by the end of the year and will address any further capital distributions with year-end results based on current M&A prospects, market developments, and subject to regulatory approvals. BOAG, weekly performance, -7.86%. Caps Traffic.com announces that it has won the tender to provide direct customer service for the Polish e-toll. The contract is worth PLN 62.87 million, as of October 16, 2023, around €14 million, and will run for 3 years from February 1, 2024. Under the contract, CAPS will provide customer service for the e-toll system at 100 distribution points across Poland. The distribution points will be open all year round and around the clock for motorists. Caps Traffic.com, weekly performance, -3.33%. Wednesday, A1 Telekom Austria recorded sales revenues of €3,883 million after three quarters, an increase of 5.9% compared to the same period last year. The EBITDA after three quarters amounts to €1,442 million, plus 2.6%, the EBIT to €713 million, plus 3.9%, the net result to €502 million, minus 0.2%. The company confirms the existing guidance for 2023. Revenue growth is expected to be around 5%. Alejandro Plater, CEO of A1 Group, on the highlights of Q3 2023. We have seen a solid third quarter affected by one-off effects and FX fluctuations. Group revenues increased by 3% and service revenues grew by 4.5%, supported by solid operational development and indexation measures in most of the markets. Despite some headwinds from FX development and non-operative special factors, EBITDA rose by 0.6%. Net result for the third quarter of 2023 was €201 million. With the spin-off and listing of Eurotel sites, we successfully implemented a major strategic milestone. The existing towers assets will be better utilized. We have reduced our financial debt by €1 billion and will be able to focus even more on our core business. Telekom Austria, weekly performance, -2.07%. Andritz, international technology group. Andritz has received an order from IDEX, the leading medium-sized energy services company in France, to supply a third waste treatment line to a waste-to-energy center in Villers-Saint-Paul, which is operated by IDEX. This extension will increase the center's capacity in renewable energy production and thus contribute to reducing the carbon footprint of the region near Paris. Startup of the line is scheduled for 2025. Andritz, weekly performance, -5.28%. Frequentis, a global supplier of communication and information systems for control centers with safety critical tasks, expands its presence in Asia with a new Singapore office. The new Frequentis Singapore office opened on October 13, signifying a significant milestone in the company's ongoing commitment to the Asian market. Located in the heart of Singapore's technology hub, One North, the new office represents a substantial investment in the region and reflects Frequentis' dedication to serving its clients and partners throughout Asia. Frequentis Singapore acts as the Asia hub for the company, with key customers here including the Civil Aviation Authority of Singapore, COS, the Defense Science and Technology Agency, DSTA, and the Maritime and Port Authority, MPA. The collaboration with local system integrators, business partners, and academic institutions plays a crucial role in driving growth in Singapore and making an impact across Southeast Asia. Frequentis, weekly performance, 8.42%. Thursday, Andritz, international technology group. Andritz will relocate and upgrade a fiber line for Yuyang Forest and Paper to produce premium quality fibers for its new paper machine. The PRCAPMP, preconditioning refiner chemical alkaline peroxide mechanical pulp, line was originally supplied by Andritz in 2011 to the mill in Yuanjiang City, Hunan Province. Andritz will now transfer it to Yuyang City, Hunan Province, where it will process mixed hardwood for the production of printing and writing papers. Andritz, weekly performance, -5.28%. Voestalpine, the supervisory board of Voestalpine AG has appointed Carola Richter as head of the metal forming division with effect from April 1, 2024. The internationally experienced manager will become the first woman to join the six-member management board of Voestalpine AG. Her term of office will be 3 years, as is the case with other first-time appointments. Carola Richter succeeds Peter Schwab, who, after 10 years on the management board, will not be extending his mandate for personal reasons and will conclude his service on March 31, 2024. Voestalpine, weekly performance, -5.83%. FACC, last week, FACC AG received the coveted Best Practice Supplier Award 2023 from the British engine manufacturer Rolls-Royce for its outstanding delivery performance. The award was presented to FACC at the Rolls-Royce Supplier Conference in Silverstone, UK. The outstanding delivery performance and excellent supplier management were highlighted in particular. This award from our long-standing partner Rolls-Royce makes us very proud. It represents the commitment of our entire crew to deliver top performance every day and to meet the requirements of our customers in the best possible way, emphasized CEO Robert Matchlinger. A special honor for FACC this year was also the nomination for the Rolls-Royce Award Supplier of the Year. Among all suppliers worldwide of Rolls-Royce, FACC was honored in Silverstone as one of the top three supplier companies. FACC, weekly performance, -2.43%. Imafinance, real estate company Imafinance is increasing the focus on the sustainable expansion of its real estate portfolio. 9 of its buildings in Austria were successfully certified under the renowned BREEAM standard. With approximately 77,200 sqm of space, the company is setting a strong sign for environmentally friendly properties in the office and retail segments. The certified buildings provide excellent opportunities for working and shopping, but also set new standards for energy efficiency, environmental compatibility and health promotion. They underscore Imafinance's reaction to the growing market demand for sustainable properties and create future-oriented solutions for office and retail space. This is further proof of our commitment to sustainability and our effort to offer our tenants and customers the most modern and environmentally friendly working and shopping worlds, commented Katrin Gudgel-Salita, Imafinance Country Manager Austria and Adriatic. Imafinance, weekly performance, -0.54%. Friday RBI, the Supervisory Board of Raiffeisen Bank International AG, RBI appointed Valerie Brunner to the Management Board of RBI. She emerged as the best candidate in a multi-stage hearing process. As of November 1, 2023, Valerie Brunner will assume responsibility for the SIB customer coverage division and succeed Peter Lenk, who left the RBI Management Board at the end of August. Valerie Brunner is currently responsible for institutional clients in RBI Group. Her appointment is subject to regulatory approval. RBI, weekly performance, -2.45%. AmsOsram, the extraordinary general meeting of AmsOsram approved the proposed rights issue in the amount of €800 million, which is a centerpiece of the recently presented financing plan, covering the expected financing needs until 2025/26. The respective rights issue is expected to take place this fall-winter 2023/24. Subject to market conditions, we are very pleased that our shareholders trust in our recently announced financing plan and the strategic direction we are taking. Approving the capital raise, which is intended primarily for the reduction of debt, is the centerpiece for creating a solid financial base on which we can execute our revised strategy to create sustainable value, said Aldo Comper, CEO of AmsOsram. AmsOsram, weekly performance, -8.61%. Rosenbauer. Rosenbauer Group is continuing its operational turnaround and is raising its guidance for 2023 significantly according to a new forecast. Therefore, the executive board expects revenues of €1.1 billion in the current financial year, previously, over €1 billion. At the same time, EBIT margin is expected to be around 3.5%, previously, around 3%, which corresponds to an improvement in earnings of around 20%. Reasons for this are the efficiency improvements measures from the Refocus, Restar program, which are visibly taking effect, and higher selling prices of the vehicles in production. Rosenbauer, weekly performance, -1.41%. And now bye-bye from Allison.
And Christian, we wish you a great week. Hear you next Sunday.
Austrian Stocks in English. Austrian Stocks in English. The sun is the whole thing, no. Austrian. Presentes va a ofrecer.